Eros, the god of love. This story comes from Greek mythology. It talks about love and dedication. It is also a story about strong will and determination to keep fighting for what one wants, even though it may seem like there is no possible way. They said, in the beginning, the world was all one mass of stone. There was no earth, nor sky, nor sea. Eros, or love, was the only living thing. And just as the mother hen warms her eggs till the chicks peep out, so the Greeks said, love brooded over the world until living things appeared, and the world began to take shape. Although he was very old, the Greeks thought that Eros always remained a youth, never growing up as the other gods did. And they represented him in pictures as a beautiful lad, with a golden bow and a quiver full of arrows. Some of his arrows were sharp and of the whitest silver. Whoever was wounded with one of these at once began to love the person Eros wished him to. Others were blunt and made of lead, and if a person was struck with one of these, he did just the opposite and disliked whoever Eros wished. One of the stories the Greeks liked to tell about Eros was of his love for a young girl and the way in which she became immortal. This girl's name was Psyche. She was so beautiful that as soon as Eros saw her, he fell deeply in love. She was only mortal, however, while he was a god, so when they were married, he could not take her to Mount Olympus with him, nor even let her know who he really was. For many months, they lived together very happily in a beautiful palace of marble and gold. Though Psyche was never allowed to see her husband by daylight, nor to light a lamp by night. Indeed, Psyche was so happy that her sisters began to get jealous of her good fortune, and said that her husband must be some dreadful monster who is afraid to let her look upon his face. Psyche did not believe this, of course, but in order to prove that they were mistaken, she did something that took her happiness away for a very long time. After Eros had fallen asleep one night, she lit a lamp and brought it to the bedside. When she saw that her husband was Eros, god of love, she was so startled that a drop of hot oil fell from her lamp upon his face, and he awoke. Then he saw that she disobeyed him, and after one sad look, he was gone. Poor Psyche was heartbroken, for she knew he would never come back again. She wandered about for a long time, going from temple to temple, trying to find some way to make up for her folly and regain her husband. At last she came to the temple of Aphrodite, where she was given a number of hard and dangerous tasks to accomplish. First, she was shown a great heap of beans, barley, wheat, and other grains, all mixed up together, and told that she must sort out the different kinds before the sun set. At once, thousands of ants came to help her, so that before the evening the task was done. The next day, she was sent to a distant grove to get a lock of wool from a flock of fierce, golden-colored sheep that fed in the meadow. When she came to the river by the grove, a reed whispered to her that when the sun went down, the sheep lost their fierceness, and she would find bits of the wool caught in the bushes all around. And so she finished the task successfully. Last of all, she was sent down into the dark underworld to get some of Persephone's beauty for Aphrodite. This, too, she was able to do by following the wise directions the wind whispered to her and with the unseen help from Eros. Having finished all her tasks, Psyche was forgiven for her faults and was made immortal by the gods so that she might never die. And ever after that, she lived happily with Eros in the beautiful home of the gods on Mount Olympus.